It's hard not to go from the dueling Iversons right into dueling Stephen A. Smiths.
That's just one step away.
They're right next to each other on the cul-de-sac of crazy. I love Stephen A. Smith. We both love him. If you don't know who he is, he's a very bombastic ESPN sports pundit. He's on all those arguing shows. Here's why we love Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith always runs out of breath with 8 things left to say. Instead of like a normal person breathing, he just powers through that shit to the end of the sentence. Every time. Now, he knows a lot of athletes. He's going to tell you how he was just talking to those athletes the night before. But our favorite thing, this is so small, but our favorite thing is sometimes he'll drop what technology he was using.
It's brilliant.
To us, it's hilarious.
One time I heard him say, last night I was Skyping with Kobe Bryant and we all sat down. We started talking about the Lakers. What are you talking about?
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea.
I lost 3 words of your sentence.
So did I.
Did your mic drop out?
No
What's
idea.
What's going on?
Then I shut that computer, open up another computer. I got Marc Gasol and Pau Gasol and Steve Nash together on a go-to meeting. We all started talking about the Lakers. I'm like, come on, man. What am I talking about?
When did First Take become a Chaplin movie? I have no idea. Then I took out a Ouija board. I got in touch with Wilt Chamberlain. I'm like, come on, man, you did. How dare the Lakers? Don't have Dwight Howard. Don't have anything.
Come on, Skip. Then I got a tomato can. I connected a string to another tomato can. At the other end of the tomato can was Kiki Vandeweghe. I said, man, from a GM perspective, help out the Lakers.
Same joke 5 times. We literally can't stop.
Can't Shameless. Do it. Don't feel bad for Stephen A. Smith, though. He is a millionaire. Yeah. He was born at the right time. In a very Malcolm Gladwellian way, he was born at the right time.
That's right.
Okay, if he was born 40 years earlier, he wouldn't be a millionaire.
No, he'd be a crazy guy on a street corner yelling about the civil rights movement.
In the exact same way.
Last night, I was on a rotary phone. I was talking to Abby Hoffman about the Chicago 7. I'm like, you got 3 people doing the work of 7 people. It's like the Lakers in 2013.
What are we talking about, Skip? And I sat down on the bus next to Rosa Parks. I looked her dead in the eye. I said, while we talking about buses, what's going to happen in 50 years when Dr. Jerry must die? Who's going to make the decision for the Lakers? What am I talking about?
Meanwhile, how crazy would it be if on that day when Rosa Parks was on the bus, Stephen A. Smith sat down next to her and started arguing with her?
I feel like she would have been like, you know what? I'm going to walk.
Honestly, fuck it. What's so great about the bus, really, guys?
Pick your battles. That's the lesson we learned today.